Bodhicitta, or awakened heart mind, is the very spirit and engine of enlightenment, and our prime mover along the Bodhisattva way to universal awakening. If the Bodhisattva is a vessel or vehicle to carry others to nirvana, Bodhicitta is the engine of that great vehicle. Buddhist teachers often describe it as the invaluable Bodhicitta, the precious Bodhicitta, including limitless loving kindness, an active orientation towards seeking the betterment of everyone instead of one's own selfish benefits, and unconditional love and empathy. Practicing Bodhicitta brings our Buddha nature into the world with our intentions, our vow, and with each one of our thoughts, words, and deeds on the path. The Dalai Lama himself has said, and I quote, "The highest perfection of altruism, the ultimate altruism, is bodhicitta complemented by wisdom. Bodhicitta, the aspiration to bring about the welfare of all sentient beings and to attain Buddhahood for their sake, is really the distilled essence, the squeezed juice of all the Buddha's teaching. Wisdom and compassion, friends, truth and love in action, these are one and inseparable." The aspiration mentioned by the Dalai Lama is more than just wishful thinking on our part or a philosophical position we take. It's an entire way of life. The very word bodhicitta communicates the strong mind, body, spirit, energy, and soul connection in walking the path, in pursuing the altruistic career and change agent lifestyle of a heroic bodhisattva, helping all beings to attain their temporary and ultimate goals. We must be single-mindedly, wholeheartedly, body and soul committed to it in order to genuinely accomplish our great aspiration. This good heart is our own enlightened mode of consciousness. We are not required, however, to become fully realized Buddhas or saints before we can enter into the Bodhisattva vow and life. In fact, the process occurs the other way around. We can only realize for ourselves what constitutes final enlightenment after we've learned to exercise our enlightened mind and good heart on a continuing basis. We begin this process as soon as we sense its great value. We then carry on with it throughout our lifetime and, as Buddhists believe to varying degrees, in every subsequent lifetime thereafter. The essential feature of bodhicitta is genuine, heart-quivering compassion towards all. It's based on empathy, feeling the pain of others and being moved to help, and a deeply felt sense that we're each interconnected, realizing that no one person can be entirely free from suffering until everyone is. Feeling and expressing this compassion means going beyond ordinary benevolence towards those who are close to us, whom we love, who share our beliefs and elicit our sympathy naturally, but must include the enemies, the critics, the adversaries. Trangu Rinpoche explains, "The development of loving kindness for all beings is necessary because we all have one thing in common, the wish to experience peace and happiness and not experience pain and suffering. It is not that 95% are longing for happiness and 5% just do not care. 100% of all beings share this common wish of wanting to have happiness and be rid of suffering. Therefore, we have to include every single being in our development of bodhicitta."